We are at Shir HaShirim, Hey, Posuk Tesvov, I think in the second round. So let's see what the Posuk is. Miusodim alad nepoz, Tesvov. Shoykov amudei sheish. His legs are like pillars of marble. Miusodim alad nepoz. They're set in sockets of fine gold. Mar'eu kalavonon. His look, his appearance is like the lavonon. Bochu ka'arozim, like he says, chosen like the arozim of the cedar trees. Okay, that's the pasuk. So it sounds something very nice, complimentary. The legs are like marble. They're set in gold, fine gold. It looks like lavonon. I guess that's something nice. And arzi halavonon, the cedars of Lebanon, or mamish, the biggest, the tallest, the most choshuva trees. Okay, that's what they call the. Arzei halavonon, adirei haTorah, the aruge malchus, they call them arzei halavonon. They were like the cedars, the tallest giants. They're spiritual giants. The cedars of Lebanon are physical giants. Fine. You saw them al adnei paz. Omer Rebbe Elozer haKapor. For omud hazeh yesh loy koiteres lemalo. It has, I guess, a crown on top. Ubosis lemato, and it has a base below. What's that all about? I don't know. Omreb Shmuel Bar Godo. Parshio is Shabbatero Yeshlem's Koteres Lamalo, Ubosis Lamato. I guess the Koteres, that's the Tagin probably. And Bosis Lamato, I don't know what that is. Maybe those are the words. Usmuchois Lifneim Lachareim. And they're connected before, and you know, they darshan Smuchos in the Torah too, right? Two things are put in Gedilim Tasalcho Ala Zeinecho. So, right? Isn't that one of the smuchos that they darshan? Thank you so much. Okay. Omrab Shmuel Bar Godo, Parshia Shabbatur Yeshlan, Koiseres Lamalo, Ubosis Lamato, Usmuchos Lefneim Lachareim. Kigoin Parshia Shal Shvius Vyoivel. They're smuchim together. Vichisim Krumim Krodiacho Kama Kosha Avoka Shal Shvius, Kedisim Sechasuko Vaerchen. Uchigoin Yifke Hashem, Ish Alo Edo, Savel Es Korbani Lachmi. Achatum Fakdeni Albonai, until you. Command me about my children. Pekoyed oisamolai. Tell them. Oh, there's a chazal. That's right. In other words, before you tell me what to do with them, you hear? Tell them to bring korbonos. There's a smichus between yifkod Hashem ish al ha'edo, and then it says korban ilachmi. That parsha after. So Hashem says to them. So again, they dash in smichus. They're written together to teach me that just like. Before you come and you're telling me Yifkod Ish Alo Eido, first tell them Korban Yilachmi should bring a Korban. Ad she'atom mafakdeini albonai pekoid oisam olai. V'chein kamo lekach nemer shoykov amudei sheish v'yusodim ad nepoz. That's what it means. The legs are marble set in gold. In other words, the different droshes that we make of the Torah, they're all very precious. The droshes of the Torah are very precious. Here again, we had this, wasn't this the Hemshech of the previous things? Because we said, Me'ev Eshes Shein was Teras Kohanim, Hanidin Bem Sahamish Chum Shei Teiro, Eshes Shein Mulefes Sapirim, Neres Chaloka Ke Eshes Shein, Visturo Dikdukim Rabim, Gzeira Shavos, Abinyan Ave Kalim Achamorim. I guess that's the continuation of that this is all about the Torah. And this is our expression of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once again, it seems that's a smuchim. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two psukim together to teach us a lesson.
As part of the beauty.
What? As what?
Besides of the innate beauty of the things, there's also
So therefore what? So what? Why is that gold and you saw them al adnei paz? It's like in gold
you have everything be its own law. You give everything, it's everything is beautiful of its own. It's the law itself is beautiful, and also the fact that they're all interconnected to teach you other things, the buses and the. That's it.
Oh, let's read Mario Kalavonon. Let's read the whole. Let's finish the whole pasuk first. Mario Kalavonon hamistakel umisbeine bidvorov moitzi bohem prochim velulovim. If you reflect and look into them, you mistakel. You look and misbeinein, and you delve into bidvorov in the words of Hashem. You find prochim flowers and lulovim kiyar ze shemelavlev, like a blooming forest. Kach divrei Torah ha-hoige bohem tomid mechadish bohem te'omim. One who's bohem nege yom v'layla is hoige bohem tomid mechadish bohem tomid is mechadish all kinds of chidushim. Bochur nivchar, chosen. Karozim nivchorim levinyan ulechoizek ulev goiva. Just like the arozim are chosen for binyan because of their strength and their height, so too the divrei Torah are so special. They're chosen because of their godless that they. So I would say the same thing we said last time on this pasuk too, that he seems to say at the end he says that it's kacha hoige. First he says mistakem is by moitzi prochim. You discover new things. Hoige b'hem tomim mechadish b'hem tomim. He's mechadish tomim. This special uniqueness of the Torah that there's mokum for chidush. And I discussed that the other day in a different context. The mokum for chidush is really something that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anything else. Because it's a very beautiful thing. It's my chidush in your Torah. My chidush in understanding you. What could be more connecting then I am mechadish in you. This is what you said. This is what you meant. This is what you hinted. But you left me there a mokoim to discover it. And that discovery is more than anything else. And bichlal, even in relationships, I think you find that, you know, the overt expression of love is not as powerful as the discovery of love. Overt meaning open. I say openly, I love you. Okay. But a person discovers it. A kid sometimes, you know, wonders whether the parents hold from him or not. He doesn't know what they're thinking, this. Then he overhears a conversation at night when they think he's sleeping. He says, oh, this, we are the most fortunate people in the world. We got this kid. This kid is the what?
Hopefully it's that way, not the
other. Yeah, okay. We got this kid. There's nobody like him in the whole world. Oh, we're so happy. We're so fortunate. We thank Hashem. He's so wonderful. He's so brilliant. He's so kind. He's so sweet. He's so good. He's so smart. He's so this. He's so that. So that really works because when you discover something, then it really, this is why I would say the most brilliant name for these seminars that they came up with is discovery. Because discovery hints that you're going to discover it for yourself. When you discover something for yourself, you're thrilled about it. You're in love with it. You appreciate it more. And here, the same thing that, but we're not discovering Stam. Let's say I'm discovering
is that an advocate for things.
What?
Is this an advocate, the first part, is that an advocate for saying shmudim?
For saying anything. Chidushim, yeah, this is clearly what he's saying here, clearly the end result of all these beautiful things that it's like in gold and it's like lulav and it's like prochim and all that is, look, the oisphere is the way he concludes it is the way Mareu Kalvonon, Bohu Karozim, Nivchor Karozim, that, but Mareu Kalvon Hamistakel Misbeinim Bidvorov Moitzvehem Prochem Lulovim Kiyar Zeshem Elavlev, like a forest that's blooming. Kach Divrei Torah Ahogem Tomid Mechadish Bohem Teomim. He's Mechadish Tamim, new reasons, new explanations. And what was he talking about? He was talking about Smuchin, and he was talking about Tagin, Koteres, that's the Tagin. It's Chazal say that
what is the basis?
I guess the basis is probably the basic psukim. There's nothing under the psukim. Everything's over the psukim. So the basis is probably the baseline. That's the basis.
The,
and on that.
The thing is, it's the baseline is the marble.
The amud is the word. The basis is the bottom of the word where it sits in the shura. It sits in the shura. The word sit in line has to be in a shirtut. You have to write a sefer Torah with the lines exactly. They have to all be lined up on the bottom. So maybe that's
so
the boss. What?
What's so special?
No, because this from this base, you have words that speak messages. You have smuchim that you have. Miusodum al nepaz. That's it.
What's the amud?
The amud are the words, and has a bosses lamata. It's on a straight line. They're all connected. They're in one line.
What's so special about that bosses?
What's special? The bosses is what holds it up. If you wouldn't have the bosses, you'd have this word would be here, this word would be here. If you didn't have the shirtut, if you didn't have, they didn't make the lines in the parchment like this, then you'd have a word here. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Let it be like music instead. You know, go like this. So that's, it has to be like this. So it's in one line. So then you can have smuchim. They're all next to each other this way. It wouldn't even be next to each other. I write Vayomer here. I write Hashem here. I write El over here. I write Moshe over here. I assume. I don't know. I don't know what anything else. I don't see anything else that qualifies for a column. The bosses must be the line is written on. The words are the bosses. And on top of that is the koteres, is the tagin. The Chazal say that they used to darshan tilei tilim shel halochas on a kutza shel yud. On the little corner of the yud, just that little corner, they would figure out from that. Don't ask me how. It's beyond us. We don't know how to do that. But tilim, piles. Hills, piles of halochas, they would discover just from the kutsi, from the tagin they used to darshan tagin. The tag is pointed this way. That I don't know anything about it. I'm nothing, but they would discover halochas. So this is the point. But I think the point is this: the concept
from the Torah, every single halacha, every,
that's for sure. Every halacha in Torah Shebaal Peh is merum is in Torah Shebichsav.
We just don't know how.
Well, some of them we know how. We know how. We know. We know. The Gemara tells us. Chazal tells us. Ve'eshves agzeil shegozal shinui koina. Mikanshe shinui koina. How do you know shinui is koina? Because it says ve'eshves agzeil ashegozal. Why do you have to tell me to return the gzeil that I stole? If it's a gzeil, I stole it. So why do you tell me return the gzeil that you stole? It means only when it's that you stole, when it's ke'ein shegozal. But if it got broken or if it changed its form, then you have to pay money instead. So the darshan, the halachas were all found in that. But anyway, I think that's the best I could do on this. But I think what comes out of here, yeah, I think what comes out of here is the following. After everything is said and done, the Torah has this, has so much information in it that's hinted. And that we can discover. It's like Kachtiv Torah, Hoige Bohem Tomid, Machadish Bohem Toomim. That one who is Hoige in the Torah is Machadish Bohem Toomim, and those.
Buses.
What?
And the bosses.
The bosses is what holds it together.
Oh.
Oy, this Chadish guy's too much for me. What? Yeah.
But Tagim, yeah, but the Kotarat you do have.
And, but the bosses too, because if there wasn't a bosses, you wouldn't have Smuchim, because they wouldn't be next to each other. The bosses keeps it all in line. Okay, you're probably right. I can't do any better.
No,
I don't know. I can't think of anything else. What?
Roger, make it says,
who buses, who smuchais.
No, because of the buses, you have smuchais.
That's right.
Okay, but the buses has no meaning.
Okay, so I think the buses is the shirtut on the bottom. I don't know. I can't do better than that. But one thing, I can't do better than that. I'm sorry. No, there has to be lines in the parchment has to have lines. If you notice in the Sefer Torah, they're like etched, like with a brazier.
The
only
problem is that the sirtut's on the top.
What?
Of the letter.
Who?
The sirtut's on the top of the letter. No.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is, I don't know. Okay.
Cancel that from the
Listen,
recording.
I don't know. It's also a good answer, right?
It's a better answer than
Nisha. Okay. Anyway, so the kids are like this. So, but one thing I do know, he says two things here, Rabbi Isai. Number one is machadish b'hem ta'omim, and that's considered mar'eu kalavonin. It looks like lavonin is takel. Lavonin is the arzei halavonin bochul ka'arozim. It's very choshev. The choshev's the thing is, and I dare say, in the context of Shira Shirim, as we pointed out last time, the thing that forges this greatest relationship with Hashem is when I discover His hinted messages to me. You know, when you discover something that's said openly is okay. You process it. You resist it. It's easy. Discover it. That's when it really tingles the heartstrings. That's when it really makes a difference. When you figure something out, but it's not a discovery of my own, but it's discovery. See, that's the difference. The scientific world is looking to discover its own discoveries. We're only looking to discover in the blueprint where everything was revealed in the first place, but it was hidden enough that we have to work to discover it and feel that connection. Without working to discover it, you don't feel that connection. When I discovered something, I revealed the Dvar Hashem. Wow, that connects me with him. That's one. But number two, he says something else here. Ha'hoig b'hem tomid, mechadish b'hem tomid. What does that mean? He will be mechadish. Ein besmedrish beloy chidush. A person who's yogeya, who's hoige b'atoiro, will be mechadish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship is such, if that's the case, how could you say he's being machadish? The Teretz, who can guarantee this being machadish? Teretz says Hashem is ki Hashem yiten chokhma mipiv dasus vuno. So the pshat is like this. Hashem gave us information, hidden information, that we can discover. Truth of the matter is, he gave us a Teresh Baal Peh, which helps us to know that this information is real, but we have to discover it in the Teresh B'Chsav. It's hinted all in the Teresh B'Chsav. That's what the Or HaChaim says. And if we're hoige bo tomid, does he say tomid? Yeah. If you're hoige bo tomid, you're guaranteed, because hoige bo tomid is mechadish bohem tomid. We will be, we can be, ein besmerish b'lo chidish. If a person is hoige bo teiro, he will discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that I hid the information, you work on it all the time, and I guarantee you that I will be megale einecho.
How does Rashi guarantee?
What?
How does Rashi guarantee?
How does Rashi, what do you mean? How does Rashi know that? Yeah. Now, maybe he knows that from other places. A lot of things that Rashi knows, he didn't make it up. It's maybe that's stuck in the way he learned Pshat. Ein bis merish v'loi chidish.
What does all the time mean?
Practically, it does not mean you have to stay up 24/7.
Okay, obviously, you
got to keep. I didn't know that was so obvious to you. Okay, what?
Could it be that he knows it from here? Just look over here; it's a forest, and if you look in the forest, you find a lot of stuff. If you look in it, so.
If you look,
yeah, you'll see stuff. In the beginning, you see only green.
Who says you'll find chedushim?
I don't know.
It's a pretty far extension.
Why?
What? If you think about the forest constantly,
you will. You know what kach means?
I know, but it also has to make sense. So if you think about the forest constantly, you'll find chedushim. That's not true.
What do you mean? Not if you think. Yeah. If you don't think about the forest, you look into the forest.
You don't think about the forest.
You look in the forest, you'll find things blooming. There's always things blooming in the forest. Unless the California's fire has got a hold of them. The forest normally has.
Blooming.
That's it, blooming. Blooming is Chidushim.
Hasn't all been figured out?
What?
By Rishonim Acharonim. It's all been figured out.
Oh, so first of all, so that's very interesting. That's a very important question. So I would say, it's late. So I would say to that as follows. Chaim Volozhiner writes that today, the only Chidush that we have is to be Mechadish Pshat in the previous generations. That we can't be Mechadish Nu Halochas anymore. We can't Darshan Smuchim. We can't Darshan Tagin. We can't Darshan the Kutza Shalyud. We don't know how to do that. The previous generations, not even the Rishonim Kim'at didn't do it. Sometimes you find Rishon sort of makes some kind of a drosha. You find later people make droshas, but we're not talking about those droshes either for different reasons. Yeah, but you find that. But really, it's the Gemara. Chazal made the droshes. That's all in the Shas. You know, in Gemara Bavli and Rishalmi and Medroshim, they make droshes. It was all Chazal. Tanoim Amoroim. After that, really, droshes stopped. But for us, we can also, it still applies because we are mechadish in the previous.
Does it say halacha? Is it mechadish ben ta'ami?
Ta'omim, yeah, well, everything. Ta'omim is, well, reason. If you have a reason for something, that becomes the halacha. Ta'omim is a word, a general word. You can't learn halachas unless you know the reason. Otherwise, you can't apply it to anything.
And what the Gaonim
do? I don't know. The Gaonim learned Pshat and the Gemaras. I don't think they were Mechadish Psukim.
He doesn't agree with you either.
Well, he doesn't agree with anything I say. Karos, what?
Tamimi says is it's a taste. I don't know. It's
You want to do that. So I was going to do that, but that's really good. Darshan.
It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that.
You know what the
Josh is now? I know what taste
means. What's the Josh reason?
What? Tam.
My timer. What's my timer? What's the halacha?
My timer. What's the reason?
What's the reason?
What's the taste?
It's the reason.
The meaning of the halacha. Yeah.
So that's not the taste.
That is the taste of the halacha.
The taste.
Why is that the taste? Because it tastes good.
No, because you have a reason.
You have a reason, and it's good.
Without a reason, there's no taste. It has no taum. That's what this is.
It's like halacha. It is.
It's so tishkin
like
taum.
Like
it has no taum. What is it? It's nothing. What?
Like the sefer achinuch.
It's what? The taste of the food.
Well, I tell you, Rabbi Gifter says a little bit differently. He says the reason that's called tamei amitzvus is, he says, a fruit that you couldn't taste would be just as nourishing, but you wouldn't enjoy it as much. The tamei amitzvus make the mitzvus more gishmak, and how I appreciate what I'm doing. It feels much more, because you know, I appreciate it. So over here, it could
without
mean that
the
too.
Without the tam, you're not going to use it or take it.
Ha'oge bohem tomid, mechadish bohem to'omim. Yeah, but Lemaisa, look what he's referring to. Ta'om, he's referring to smuchin. He's referring to darshaning koteres.
I don't know why. Those, why do you think he's doing that? Why do you think?
That's what he said previously.
What?
You sought maladei paz.
Now he says b'chukah.
No, but it's all the same connection.
Right, so he's also talking about
what? Yeah, it's one posuk.
Yeah.
I know the sikum.
Sikum is summarized.
I know what a sikum is. I'm gonna summarize you soon and get you out of here. Mister, I don't know. It sounds like it's one thing. I get Tomei Torah? Maybe it's a general.
No, it's not a Torah.
Doesn't sound like it's another. I don't know. Either way, okay. We have to leave this. But anyway, one thing he does say: if you're hoige bohem tomid, you'll be machadish bohem to omim. A person who's yogeya about Torah tomid will be machadish chidushim, and that is considered mamish.
Not saying yogeya, saying omgeya.
What? Who?
Okay.
Who?
Not saying yogeya, saying omgeya.
Hoge, that's the same thing.
Not the same thing. Hoge, it's not Yage.
It's Hoge, he's learning.
It's not learning. It's not learning.
So what is it?
The thought of learning.
He's thinking about learning?
Ken.
He's thinking in learning.
That's thinking in learning. Okay, Yagir is the Amelus. You're right, it's a different Shalosh. That's an Ayin, this is a Hey. He's right, 100%.
What is the Amelus?
Maybe wants to write the date.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.